what happened? You going to your work in a suit every day, patent lawyer, and like all of a sudden, I'm going to start this beverage company. You must have been sad at that time.
Yeah, I was. That was interesting. Like, actually, I think it was like maybe the first day I sat down in my office. I mean, great view. Nice people. Most people say lawyers are not very nice. I like these people. And I sat down in the office and I looked out at this this terrific view. I was in Philadelphia. Eagles! Yeah, Eagles won. I was loving that. And I knew that like this wasn't going to last too long. You know, like my heart was so not into it.
Why? What did you feel?
I had a manager a couple of years before that. And he said to me, you know, you're going to have to look yourself in the mirror every single day. And you can only lie to yourself for so long. And, you know, I tried to convince myself that I just wanted the security and the safety of retiring well and, you know, just punching in the clock. I could do this, you know. And that's one of those lessons of just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
And going to law school is something that I could do, but I shouldn't have gone to law school. I mean,
was it pressure from your family? Or
no, like? I just given up. I didn't know what else to do. I would look at things. I was doing the exploration of a fulfillment from the external side. I mean, you know, I was no better than a mercenary reading Soldier of Fortune magazine looking for a new war to fight in because it sounds exciting. You know, a human resource person would write a job description and it sounded good enough, I would apply for it. And I thought that, you know, this sort of, I'm looking for this adventure that takes me around the world in some jet setting sort of experience. And the one thing I never asked myself is like, what do I really like to do? And so that's what I did. I started to pay attention to when I had ideas that I wanted to actually explore. And, you know, after a while, that's where it arrived. You know, I did like the cleanse for like 3 months and then was going to Kundalini yoga satnas, which is like 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday for 3 hours. And
you were searching.
Yeah, I was searching. And when I came to the conclusion that I was just going to have to be happy with my little old life, that's when I started to take my little life a little bit more seriously. And so now we're at a point where I'm done with the cleanse, and I was like, I'm about to have like a cocktail, first one in months. So I wanted to make something special because I had some friends coming over, and it was terrible the first time, but it caught my imagination. And I think within like a month, I'd had the final original rendition of Ginger together in my kitchen.